All right, so today we are going
Deep diving.
deep diving, into the world of life coach training programs.
That's right.
And we really want to help our listeners, to find the program that will
Absolutely.
help launch their coaching careers the right way.
And cut through all the noise out there.
Yeah,
There are a
exactly.
ton of
A
programs. How
ton.
do you know which one to choose?
Right. So to guide us on this deep dive, we have this great article called
10 tips.
10 Tips When Looking for the Best Life Coach Training Courses.
Yeah.
And
Let's
we're
go on.
gonna
Yeah.
break it down into some
Actionable.
actionable advice for you.
Absolutely. And hopefully save you some time and energy in your search.
And I gotta say, even for me, like some of these tips were
Oh,
things I
yeah.
hadn't thought about.
For sure.
Like, I didn't realize that some programs actually teach you how to
Like the business side of things.
the business, yeah, how to
Yeah.
market yourself as a coach.
Yeah. I know, right? It's
Heck.
not just about the coaching, it's about how to get clients. Which is kind of important.
Yeah, I wish I'd known that when I was starting out.
So we're definitely going to get to that, but I think a good place to start is
Yeah.
with the foundation, with the
Basics.
basics, the fundamentals. Tip number one,
Accreditation.
accreditation, which might seem obvious,
Yeah.
but it's really
The
important.
article really stresses that.
It does.
It's like the foundation.
It is. It's like building a house on solid ground. You don't want to build it on sand.
Right.
So, and specifically, they talk about the ICF,
Yeah.
the International Coaching Federation.
Yeah, that seems to be kind of like
I don't stand it,
the
doesn't
gold
it?
standard. Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't go to a doctor who just,
Got their degree online from
yeah,
a random university. Yeah.
you want to make sure they've got the credentials.
Right. And so I think it's the same thing with coaches, right? It's about credibility, showing clients that you've been trained to a high
That
standard,
you're the real deal,
the real deal.
that you've met those like international standards,
Yeah.
not just any online course.
Not just a weekend certificate program.
Exactly.
So it's really about that credibility. And I know you were telling me a story
Well,
about like someone you know who.
right. I actually, a colleague of mine
Yeah.
landed a huge corporate client
Wow.
simply because they were IC identified. The
Oh.
client specifically said,
Wow.
"We're only looking for ICF coaches."
Wow.
Because they knew that it meant a certain level of quality.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. So it's not just about having a fancy certificate.
Right.
It's about it really can, open doors.
Yeah, that's a really compelling reason to
Absolutely.
do your homework.
To do that research
Yeah.
up front,
Okay, so
Ah.
you've checked that accreditation box.
What's next?
What's next?
Tip number two,
Curriculum.
the curriculum.
Right, so what are you actually going to learn in this program?
Yeah, what are they teaching you?
And I think that's a big one, right?
It is.
Because it's not just about accreditation, it's about the content, the actual material.
Absolutely. And the
Yeah.
way they teach it,
Yeah.
the article talks about the importance of both theory
Yeah.
and hands-on practice.
Okay, interesting.
You don't just want to be stuck in a classroom
Yeah, right.
listening to lectures. You want to be out there
Doing
actually
it, doing it.
practicing. Yeah.
So you're looking for a program that gives you both.
Right.
Okay.
Like it's like a cooking show. You don't just want to
Yeah.
have them read you the recipe.
Right.
You want to see them actually make the dish.
Yeah.
You want to see how they chop the vegetables, how they,
Yeah.
make the ingredients.
Exactly.
So a good program will give you the tools, the techniques,
Yeah.
but also give you the opportunity to practice.
Yeah, like in a safe environment with feedback.
Absolutely. With feedback from experienced instructors who can guide you.
So it's like you're learning the theory, but then you're also getting to apply it.
Yes, that's key. That's key.
Okay, so we've got accreditation, we've got the curriculum, but
What else is there?
we all have busy lives. We
Yeah.
can't just dedicate
You can't just drop everything.
our entire lives to a training program, right?
So that's where format and flexibility come in.
Yeah, tip number three, format and flexibility.
Yeah. So, you got to think about your lifestyle, your
Yeah.
learning style,
Yeah.
what works for you.
Yeah.
Do you need the structure of an in-person program,
Right.
or would you prefer the flexibility of online,
Yeah.
or maybe a hybrid of the two?
Yeah.
There's so many options out there now.
Yeah. And the article was saying that online programs
Can be great.
can be great, but
There's a caveat.
does
You want to watch out for those programs that are just
they don't have.
pre-recorded videos and
Okay.
worksheets. You really want
The interaction.
interaction. You want live sessions, even
Right.
if they're online,
Yeah.
where you can actually interact with instructors,
Get that feedback.
get feedback,
Yeah.
ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because even the best curriculum falls flat. If you don't have someone
to
guide you, mentor you, support you.
Right.
Which brings us to tip number four.
Which is?
Instructor expertise.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's one thing to understand the theory behind coaching.
Yeah.
But it's another to have actually walked the walk, you know, to have worked with real clients, to have faced those real world challenges.
So we want to learn from people who have actually done it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not just read about it in a textbook.
Not just academics.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm much more likely to trust a coach who has, you know, actually built a successful practice.
Who's been in the trenches, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're researching these programs,
yeah,
don't be afraid to dig into the instructor's backgrounds.
Yeah.
Look at their credentials, their experience.
Yeah.
What kind of clients they work with.
So, like, if I was really interested in, like, you know, business coaching, I would want instructors who have a proven track record.
Absolutely.
Working with entrepreneurs.
I want to make sure that their expertise aligns with your goals.
Right.
The more aligned they are, the more you're going to get out of the program.
Okay, that makes total sense.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so on to tip number five, and this is something I always look at whenever I'm making any kind of decision. Testimonials.
Testimonials.
Yeah, reviews, feedback.
A social proof.
Yeah, because what better way to learn about a program than...
Right. From the people who've actually gone through it.
From the people who've gone through.
The graduates, the alumni.
Yeah, and what their experience was like.
What did they like? What didn't they like? You can get the real story there beyond the...
Right, the brochures.
The marketing materials, yeah.
So where do we find this feedback?
Well, you can start with the program's website.
Yeah, they probably have testimonials there.
Usually they'll have a section for that.
Right.
But I would also recommend looking on independent platforms.
Yeah.
Like Trustpilot.
Yeah.
Google reviews.
Yeah, because then you get, like, you know.
You get more balanced perspective.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not just the carefully curated success stories.
Yeah, so you really want to see like what people are saying outside
of
the program's website.
Absolutely.
So, you know, did they feel like they got their money's worth?
Right. Was it a good investment?
Did they feel prepared?
Did they feel ready to coach?
Yeah.
When they finished the program?
Yeah, those are all important questions. And even looking at, you know, not just the 5-star reviews, but the, you know.
The 3-star, the 4-star.
Yeah.
What were some of the challenges people faced? Maybe they didn't have the best experience with a particular instructor.
Yeah, okay.
Or there was something about the program that didn't quite meet their expectations.
Oh, okay.
So you get a more well-rounded view that way.
All right, so we've looked at accreditation, curriculum, format, instructors, testimonials. Mm. We're getting a pretty good picture of what to look for.
Right.
But now let's talk about the elephant in the room.
The cost.
Cost, right? Tip number six.
Which can be a big one.
Yeah, big factor.
It can be a big barrier for some people.
Definitely. So how do we approach this?
Well, I think we need to shift our thinking from cost to investment.
Okay, I like that.
You know, because you are investing in your future
career
as a coach.
Right.
And, you know, a high price tag doesn't always equal quality.
Right.
But you also shouldn't just go for the cheapest option.
Right, you get what you pay for.
Often, that's true, yeah.
So how do we figure out, like, if a program...
Hey, man, what's the value?
Yeah, the value...
That's the key question.
Okay.
What are you actually getting for your money?
Right.
So look for transparency.
Okay.
Does the program clearly outline what's included in the cost?
Yeah.
Do they offer payment plans?
Right.
What kind of support do you get? Do they help you build a website, you know, after you graduate?
Those are all great questions.
Do they help you with things like
finding
clients?
Right.
Because that's a big one for a lot of new coaches.
Which, speaking of finding clients, that's tip number seven. And this one surprised me.
Business savvy.
Business savvy.
Yeah. This is a big one that a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah, because you can be a fantastic coach.
You can.
But if you don't know how to...
If you don't know how to get clients, how to market yourself, it's going to be tough to build a sustainable business.
Yeah, and I wish someone had told me this when I was starting out.
I know, right?
Because I struggled with that part.
It's not something that comes naturally to a lot of coaches.
No, so what kind of business skills should we be looking for?
Well, think about things like marketing, branding, client acquisition.
Yeah.
Maybe even some basic financial planning.
Yeah.
Some programs will teach you how to create a business plan.
Okay.
Identify your niche.
That's amazing. I wish I'd had that
I know, right?
guidance when I was first starting out.
It would have saved a lot of headaches, probably.
Okay. All right. On to tip number 8.
What do we got?
And this is about...
thinking long-term.
Thinking long-term.
Playing the long game.
Playing the long game, yeah.
What is it?
Continuing education.
Continuing education. So important.
Yeah, because the field of coaching is...
It's always evolving.
It's constantly evolving.
New research is coming out, new techniques.
Yeah.
You got to stay on top of it.
Right, so it's not like you get your certification.
And you're done.
And you're done, you know.
You got to keep learning.
You got to keep learning.
That's right. And the article talks about...
The CEs.
Continuing coach education.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. So this is how you stay up to date.
Yeah.
Maintain your credentials.
Right.
And frankly, stay inspired.
Yeah, because any job can get stale.
Absolutely.
If you're not constantly growing and learning new things.
You got to keep that passion alive.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're looking at these programs, look to see if they offer...
ongoing support.
Yeah, some kind of...
maybe workshops.
Workshops, yeah.
Advanced trainings.
Yeah, because it shows that they're invested.
That they're in it for the long haul.
And your success.
Not just getting you through the initial certification.
Right.
They want you to thrive.
Okay, on to tip number 9. And this one really resonated with me.
What is it?
Community and networking.
Oh, yeah. So important.
Yeah, because, let's be honest, being a coach can sometimes feel...
isolating.
Isolating, yeah.
Especially when you're first starting out.
Yeah, especially when you're first starting out, you're, you know,
when you're on your own.
We're building your business, yeah. And it's really helpful to have
a support system.
A support system.
A community of like-minded people.
Yeah.
Who get it.
Yeah.
Who understand the challenge.
So look for programs that...
that foster that sense of connection.
Yeah.
Maybe they have online forums.
Yeah.
Alumni groups.
Right.
Maybe even in-person meetups.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can connect with other coaches.
Because you are going to have questions.
You are. You're going to face challenges.
You're going to need support.
You're going to need people to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, it's so valuable.
It is.
To have people who understand what you're going through.
Absolutely. It's like having a built-in cheering section.
Right.
As you navigate this new world.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, when I was starting out,
uh-huh.
I joined a coaching mastermind group.
Oh, nice.
And it was like a game changer.
Yeah, bet.
Just to be able to connect with other coaches, you know.
Share experiences, get advice.
Yeah, and, you know, it can lead to collaborations, referrals.
Absolutely. All sorts of good things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a network.
Yeah.
You know? A web of support.
Okay, and last but not least...
tip number 10.
Tip number 10 for this part of our deep dive.
What is it?
Time commitment and structure.
Yes, the practicalities.
Right, because we all have lives.
We all have lives outside of jobs.
Jobs, families.
Jobs, families, commitment.
You can't just press pause on everything.
Exactly. So think about how much time you can...
realistically.
Yeah, realistically.
Dedicate to a program.
Each week.
Per week, per month.
Do you need a program that's...
self-paced?
Self-paced.
Or do you thrive in a more structured environment?
Yeah. Or do you need deadlines and, you know.
Yeah, accountability. Some people need that.
Yeah, some people do.
And the article mentions that.
Yeah.
You know, look for programs that offer flexible options.
Okay.
Like evening or weekend classes.
Right. So it works with your schedule. Absolutely. Because the perfect program is no good if you can't.
If you can't actually attend.
So if you can't make the classes.
Yeah, exactly. And also... I think it's important that the program has a clear structure.
So you know what to expect.
Right. You don't want to feel...
you don't want to feel lost.
Lost or overwhelmed.
Right. You want to know, okay, week one, we're covering this. Week two, we're doing this.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
All right. So we've covered...
oh, that's a lot.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We've covered the first 10 tips.
10 down.
10 down.
10 to go.
For choosing a life coach training program, we've talked about... accreditation format.
Curriculum instructor expertise.
Testimonials.
Business skills.
Continuing education.
Community.
And time commitment.
Yeah, it's quite a list.
Yeah, it's a lot to consider.
But we're only halfway through our deep dive.
That's right. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for part two, where we're gonna
delve into...
uncover even more tips.
Even more tips.
To help you choose the program that's gonna set you up for success as a coach.
Okay, great.
All right, take a little break.
Yeah, take a break.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of life coach training.
All right, we're ready to jump back in.
Yeah, we've still got a lot to cover.
We do, 10 more tips to go.
10 more tips, that's right. We're working our way through this fantastic article.
Our trusty guide.
10 tips when looking for the best life coach training courses.
That's a good one.
All right, so tip number 11.
Okay, what have we got?
This one really spoke to me, and it's about values alignment.
Values alignment.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day,
you want to make sure
you want to train with a program
that your values align,
that reflects your own beliefs about coaching.
Absolutely. It's like any relationship, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be spending a lot of time with these people.
Yeah.
Learning their methods, absorbing their philosophy.
Right.
It needs to feel right.
It needs to be a good fit.
On a gut level.
On a deeper level, yeah.
Yeah.
So the article suggests, you know, doing a bit of research on the program.
Do your homework.
Yeah. Look at their mission statement,
yeah.
Their core values.
Yeah.
You know, what do they emphasize?
What's important to them?
Personal growth. Social impact. Business success. What's their overall approach?
And don't be afraid to ask questions. You know,
yeah.
During that interview process,
okay,
what are their ethical guidelines?
Right.
How do they handle challenging situations with clients?
Yeah, those are really important questions.
Because you want to make sure their answers align with your own.
Your moral compass.
Moral compass. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you're not just choosing a program. You're choosing
a community.
Yeah, a philosophy.
Almost a way of life.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
So choose wisely.
Okay. On to tip number 12. And this is a practical one.
Big one for a lot of people.
Yeah. Payment plans and financing options.
Let's be real. Life coach training.
It's an investment.
It's an investment. And it can be pricey.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's not always feasible to just pay a lump sum up front.
Right. Right.
So the article stresses the importance of
exploring
those different payment options.
So it's not just about the cost. It's about
the structure.
The structure of the payments.
Right. Do they offer payment plans?
Right.
Installments?
Yeah.
Scholarships?
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
About those options.
It's part of choosing a program that fits your life.
Your budget.
Yeah.
Your circumstances.
Exactly.
And it also shows you that the program is committed to making coaching accessible.
Yeah. Okay.
To a wider range of people.
To more people.
Yeah.
Not just those who have a lot of money up front.
Exactly. And it also indicates that they're willing to invest in you.
Okay.
They see your potential.
I like that.
So, you know, it's like a partnership.
It's a two-way street.
It is. Yeah. You're investing in them. They're investing in you.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to think about it.
All right. Moving on.
Okay. Tip number 13. This is relevant.
Especially these days.
Especially these days. Technology and platforms.
Oh, yeah. We're all about the tech now.
Yeah. We're online. So
this is about the overall learning experience, right?
Yeah. So it's not just about, you know, can they do a Zoom call?
Can you easily access course materials?
Is the website
easy to use?
Easy to navigate,
Is the technology reliable?
Right.
User-friendly?
Yeah, because...
Because clunky technology can really...
They can be a nightmare.
Derail the learning process,
I took an online course once where the video quality was so bad.
Oh, no.
I could barely see the instructor, let alone understand what they were saying.
Oh, that's painful.
It was awful.
It's like trying to learn to drive in a car that keeps stalling.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, ask about their tech setup.
Yeah, good point.
Do they have IT support?
Right.
What kind of software do they use for communication and feedback?
Yeah, because these things matter. It impacts.
It impacts the learning experience.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, moving on to tip number 14.
Okay.
This one's a little bit
heavy.
Heavy, but important.
Yeah.
Ethical consideration.
Ethical consideration.
So coaching.
Yeah.
It's a powerful tool.
It is.
And like any powerful tool.
It needs to be used responsibly.
It needs to be used responsibly. Yeah. Exactly.
So a good training program will instill in you
a strong ethical framework.
Right. So it's not just about the techniques. It's about
responsibility.
Yeah. The responsibility that comes with being a coach.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the article mentions
things like confidentiality, client boundaries, recognizing your own limitations as a coach.
Okay.
It even talks about the importance of supervision.
Supervision.
Having a supervisor.
Yeah.
Or a mentor.
Okay.
That you can turn to when you're
faced with
those
tough situations.
Ethical dilemmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you will face them.
You will.
In your practice.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you want to be
prepared to handle them with integrity, professionalism.
Okay. So when you're looking at these programs,
ask about their code of ethics.
Yeah.
Do they have clear guidelines?
Right.
Do they offer training on how to handle difficult situations?
Yeah.
Do they have a process for dealing with complaints?
Okay.
Or ethical violations?
Those are all good questions to ask.
It shows them that you're serious about this.
That you care about the ethics.
You care about ethical practice.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to tip number 15.
15.
And this one puts the power
yeah.
in your hands.
Okay.
Asking the right questions.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
So, you know, don't be shy
yeah.
about interviewing the program
yeah.
just as much as they're interviewing you.
It's a two-way street.
It is.
So what kind of questions should we be asking?
Well, think about your specific goals and needs.
Right.
They offer specialized training
okay.
in the area you're interested in.
Right.
What's their job placement rate
okay.
for graduates?
Yeah.
Do they have connections with coaching platforms
right.
or organizations?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the average income of their alumni?
Oh, wow. Yeah, good question.
You know, don't hold back.
Yeah, yeah.
This is your chance to get all the info you need.
It's like buying a car.
It is. You wouldn't yeah. just buy a car
yeah.
without taking it for a test drive.
Without doing a test drive, yeah.
You want to kick the tires, ask questions, make sure it's the right fit.
Right. Yeah, you're not just choosing a program.
You're choosing a
A path.
A path, a mentor.
Yeah, a community.
A community.
Yeah.
Take your time. Do your research.
Do your research. Trust your gut.
Trust your gut. That's important.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
15 tips down, 5 to go.
Wow. We're on a roll.
Yeah. But before we dive into that next set, I think it's good to take a moment to reflect.
Take a breath.
Yeah. Like, what's resonating with you so far?
Mm.
What are some key takeaways that you're going to,
yeah.
you know, remember?
Strap them down.
As you start your search.
Take notes, because we've covered a lot of information.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And it can be overwhelming.
So yeah, take a moment to reflect on what we've covered.
All right. Take a little break. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
In a few minutes.
To explore those final 5 tips.
And help you navigate.
The exciting
world of.
Sometimes overwhelming.
Life coach training.
Okay, we're back, ready to wrap up our deep dive into choosing a life coach training program.
All right, let's do it. We've got 5 more tips to uncover.
5 more gems from our trusty guide. 10 tips when looking for the best life coach training courses.
This is the home stretch.
It is. We're going to equip you with everything you need to make that final decision.
To choose the program that's right for you.
Right. Okay, tip number 16. This one's really important in today's world.
Cultural sensitivity and inclusivity.
Yeah, cultural sensitivity.
Because, you know, coaching is all about
connecting with people.
Connecting with people from all walks of life.
Yeah, from all different backgrounds with different experiences.
So naturally, a good training program will emphasize
yeah.
the importance of cultural competence.
Right, because it's not enough to just, you know, have good listening skills
right.
and a toolbox of techniques.
You got to be able to relate to clients.
Yeah.
From diverse backgrounds.
Understand their perspectives.
Yeah, and create a safe space.
Yeah, a safe and inclusive space for them to grow.
Absolutely, because think about it.
Yeah.
The challenges that are faced by,
yeah.
you know, a corporate executive in New York City
right.
are going to be very different.
Totally different.
From the challenges faced by, you know,
yeah.
a stay-at-home mom in rural Kansas.
Exactly, yeah. So
a program that is culturally sensitive. We'll give you the tools to navigate.
Yeah, to work with people from all different.
Those differences.
Yeah.
With empathy and understanding.
Right. So, you know, if a program mentions inclusivity in their materials
mm.
or if they showcase diverse.
Instructors
and alumni.
Students. That's a good sign. Right.
Absolutely. It shows they're committed
yeah.
to creating a learning environment.
That reflects the real world.
Yeah.
Okay. On to tip number 17.
Okay. What do we have?
This is about due diligence, like really doing your research.
Checking those references.
Yeah. The program's track record and reputation.
So you wouldn't hire a contractor
yeah.
to remodel your house without, you know.
Looking at their past work,
talking to some of their former clients.
Right, yeah.
Making sure they have a good reputation.
Yeah. So how do we do this for a coaching program?
Well, you can do some online sleuthing.
Okay.
Look at their website, read reviews,
okay,
see
yeah.
what people are saying on social media.
Yeah. How long has the program been around?
Right.
What kind of success have their graduates had?
Are they well respected in the field?
Are they, you know, recognized as a leader in the field?
And it's also a good idea to check if they're affiliated with any
professional organizations,
yeah.
Or if they've received any awards or accolades.
Yeah. Those are all signs of, you know,
credibility.
Yeah. That they're committed to excellence.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tip number 18.
Okay, this one's a little bit unexpected.
Yeah, this one surprised me a bit. Personal growth and development.
Oh, interesting.
So it makes sense though, right? Like mm-hmm. to be an effective coach.
To help others.
you kind of have to have done...
You got
to
do your own work.
Your own work. Yeah, like the saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
So if you want to help others transform...
You got to transform yourself first.
Yeah, you got to be committed to transforming your own life.
And a good coaching program...
Yeah.
...will recognize this. And they will incorporate opportunities for...
Yeah.
...self-reflection, personal growth.
So, like, what would that look like?
Well, it could be things like journaling exercises, group discussions, maybe even personal coaching sessions as part of the program.
Okay, and it's about, you know...
Walking the talk.
Walking the talk, yeah.
Embodying those principles of coaching in your own life.
Yeah, because then when you work with your clients, you know, they can sense...
They can feel that authenticity.
Hey, you've done the work yourself.
Yeah, that you're not just...
Spouting theories.
Spouting theories from a textbook.
Right, okay, tip number 19.
Mm, all right, almost there.
Yeah, this is a reminder that choosing a program...
It's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
It's a journey.
It's a lifelong journey.
Becoming a coach is not a destination.
It's a marathon.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right. So, you know, that's like graduating from college.
Right.
You have the basics.
The foundation.
But you still have so much to learn.
The real learning happens out there in the world.
Through experience, through challenges.
Yeah, and through continuing education. Remember those CCEs we talked about?
Right. Yeah. Always keep learning. Always keep growing.
Stay curious. Explore new approaches.
Yeah.
Connect with other coaches.
Be part of that community.
Yeah.
And last but not least, tip number 20.
This is a big one.
This is the final tip.
Trust your intuition.
Oh, yeah.
That gut feeling.
So even if a program looks good on paper.
If something feels off.
Listen to that.
Listen to that. Yeah, your intuition is a powerful guide.
It is. Yeah. So does the program feel aligned with your values?
Do you connect with the instructors?
Do you get a good vibe from the community?
Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
It rarely steers you wrong.
So it's about finding the right fit.
The right fit for you.
For you, exactly.
Because there's no one size fits all.
All right. Well, that was a deep dive.
We covered a lot of ground.
20 tips for choosing a life coach training program.
Hopefully we've given you some food for thought.
Yeah, some inspiration.
Some guidance.
Guidance, yeah. So remember, the perfect program is out there waiting for you.
And now you have the tools to find it.
So go forth, future coaches.
Make your dreams a reality.
And that wraps up our deep dive for today. Until next time.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
Keep diving deep.